Here are the first five. In the beginning, there was the Word. The Word was in God's presence, and the Word was God. The Word was present to God from the beginning. Through the Word, all things came into being, and apart from the Word, nothing came into being that has come into being. In the Word was life, and that life was humanity's light, a light that shines in the darkness, a light that the darkness has never overtaken. These are words of hope from our sacred writings. Thanks be to God.
Okay, I'm going to invite the kiddos to come up front tonight. Come on up.
Everybody needs one of these and one of these, right?
Come on up. Yeah, hi.
Are they different, Julia?
Okay. Yeah, two different kinds. So I'm going to get you to get, you can pick out any one of these for you to sit on up here.
And you can choose from, once you have a plate, a shawl to sit on.
Yeah, you can put it down there and you can sit on it.
Find a spot. And then choose one of these two pages to have. You want one of those?
Okay. You can grab one of these.
All right. They're kind of hard to do.
One of these to sit on?
No. Which kind would you like? That one?
You can sit on a step, Mom.
And you get a set of stickers, too. Oh, boy. Stickers. I'm trying to loosen them from... There you go. Okay. Let's see. Which of the mangers or the do you want? Oh, you want this one or that one?
Want to pick one of these to sit on?
That one? Okay. I'll get that. And you get one of these. Stickers. Okay, which kind do you want? This one or that one? That one? Okay. Uh-oh. It fell. And you get a set of stickers, too. There they come. All right, you're welcome.
We have stickers.
Working on it.
Hold on to your stickers for a minute. I'm going to invite
which
you
one?
To actually turn around this way.
This one or this one? This kind?
Hi.
Look, Julia's up there talking. Sorry.
That's okay.
I'm having trouble with the two kinds.
Oh.
I am. I'm struggling.
We have two.
Here.
We decided that we would let you pick what kind of place
this
you thought Jesus would be born in.
And what about you?
And I think we've got different. Can
Sorry.
I just see this for a second?
Are we a little bit?
So. We have a cave, which is more likely where Jesus was born.
And you each get one of those.
And we have what we typically think looks like a manger.
You want this one?
And the kids have a set of stickers that they're going to be putting on these as we tell the story.
You might need some assistance as we do the stickers.
Everybody got a page and stickers?
You want one?
some people down there want one too. Is that?
It's okay if you know you're young at heart.
Yeah, it's good for the young at heart if you want one.
I'll leave them over here, and so if someone were to sort of sneak up,
if somebody had the courage to come up and get one, Lee, do you have one?
Oh, myself. I don't know.
Okay, make sure you have room, Mom. Do you want something to sit on too? You're okay.
All right.
Okay, are we ready? Make sure you have enough room that you can put your stickers on as we go along. So you might want to put them on the ground. There you go. Good job. Okay, great. We all set? Yeah. Do you need another shawl over there? Okay, you're good.
Okay.
Okay, great. Once, a long, long time ago in a land far, far away from here, many stories began to spread around that area of a baby that was born in Bethlehem. The Bible tells two of these stories in the Bible, in Luke and Matthew, and they're actually often combined together, but tonight we are just going to tell the story that comes from Luke. Now, the events that take place in these stories may not have happened exactly as they were written. Nevertheless, they are important reminders to us that God is with us and will always be with us. So you decide for yourselves what to take from these stories. So you've been given a sheet of stickers, and you've been given something on which to place the stickers. And as we go through the story, what you're going to do is you're going to take the stickers, and maybe Reverend Lee can help or show you at least where the stickers go, and you can put those in your story. So as you hear the characters mentioned on your sheet, you put them on where you think they should go on the page. So let's tell the story. Our story begins with an angel.
Oh.
Our story begins with an angel. Do you have an angel on your sheet?
Do you have an angel?
Our story begins with an angel, and his name, anybody know what his name was? Gabriel.
Where should we put him?
Where do you want to put him? Where are you going to put the angel? So it starts with an angel named Gabriel.
Up high or down low? Or
You could put your angel where you think the angel should go.
Put the angel wherever you want, where they think you think an angel could go.
Wherever you think an angel would go.
I'm going to put one down there.
So at a certain point in time, God told Gabriel to go to a little town in Galilee, and the town was Nazareth. And in this town, God says, you're going to find a young woman whose name is Mary. She's the one you are to go and speak to. And Mary was engaged to a man named Joseph, who was a descendant of the great King David, who ruled over all of Israel. Kind of like King Charles. Not quite.
Almost.
He doesn't rule anything, actually.
Almost.
Let's forget
like,
that.
Almost.
Yeah. So Gabriel went to Nazareth. Gabriel the angel went to Nazareth and found Mary, and Gabriel began to speak to Mary.
Do we want to put Mary on? Is it too soon?
Whenever, but you have a question.
Yes, indeed. So we have pictures of angels here, but I wonder what an angel really looks like. How do you imagine an angel would look?
What do you think an angel looks like?
What does an angel look like?
Any idea?
Aww. There we
go. Yeah.
And fur. Oh. 4 feet and a tail and fur. Aww. The angel is a word that means messenger. So a messenger from God. Okay.
What would it feel like if an angel showed up to talk to you? How would you feel? Weird.
It would feel weird, wouldn't it?
It would be very weird to have an angel show up.
An angel showed up and talked to you.
Well, I'll tell you, Mary was really surprised. Actually, she was more than surprised. She thought it was weird, too. She was confused and anxious and a little bit frightened of an angel. Because he had come to tell her something, and she wasn't sure what it is. It's not every day that an angel shows up to talk to you, is it? No. So she wasn't really sure what to think. And Gabriel began to speak to her and said, "Greetings, favored one. God finds you beautiful and full of goodness, and don't be frightened." Angels always said that, didn't they, Lee?
They always said, "Don't be afraid."
Don't be afraid.
Don't be
as
afraid.
If
first
they were
words.
First. Yeah, first yeah. Words. But Gabriel said to Mary, "God's with you, and you're blessed. You are blessed."
I love it. I love it that the angel says, "You're beautiful."
Yeah.
And you're beautiful and you're full of goodness.
Yeah. That's a neat part of the story. But Mary was still unsure about this angel showing up. What was an angel doing showing up to her, appearing to her? What was he saying? What did he want? What should she do? She kept thinking this as she spoke. "Listen," Gabriel said. "You're about to become a mother. You will have a son, and you're going to name him Jesus. He will be great, and many will call him the Son of God. For he will be greater than his ancestor David, and he's going to take care of his people forever. I don't understand, said Mary. How can this be? I'm not married. And Gabriel said, don't worry, Mary. God is going to take care of everything. This way everyone will know that God is the child's father. For with God, nothing is impossible. Your cousin Elizabeth is going to have a baby too, and she's old. Mary thought about this, and then she answered, because I love God, I will trust God for everything, so let it be as you have said. And then Gabriel disappeared. Gabriel left. And Mary prepared to go and visit her cousin Elizabeth. And for 3 months after she heard from the angel, she went and stayed with Elizabeth and then came home. In the meantime, just before the baby was to be born, King Herod, now he was a mean king. He was a really mean king. He was king over Judea, where many Jewish people lived, and he said that all the people in the land had to go back to their home town and be counted. For Joseph, this meant he had to go from Nazareth to Bethlehem, which was a week away by foot. They didn't have any cars then. They had to walk a week to get back to Nazareth. So Joseph and Mary packed up, and they started out for Bethlehem. Well, they made it safely to Bethlehem, but the town was very crowded because many people had gone to Bethlehem to be counted, and there were no rooms for them to stay. Many had to stay outside or in a cave or in an animal shelter. While they were there, Mary, do you have Mary?
Do you have Mary? She's wearing blue.
She's the blue one.
Yes. Mary.
Mary, where are you going to put Mary?
Uh-huh. There we go.
And Joseph.
Joseph. I think.
You got a Joseph.
I think Joseph's the one in the kind of brownish red robe. Is that right?
You can pick who you want to be Joseph.
I guess he could be Joseph.
Yeah. You pick who you think is Joseph, because we're not quite sure.
And
Joseph
then,
and the baby was born. Do you have a baby?
Do you have a baby for your stickers?
And the baby was born. Mary and Joseph's baby was born, and they laid him in a manger.
What's a manger?
You don't know what a manger is?
I don't know. Tell me what a manger is.
Well, it's just kind of something they would have had there because of where they were staying.
So they were staying with animals. So
yes,
a
probably.
Manger was a place that the animals would eat out of.
Oh, a manger is the thing that animals eat out of.
Well, we don't have animals.
and we
don't have a manger.
We kind of don't have a manger. So what could we use here?
Let me see.
What could we use here to lay a baby?
Let's see.
Anything?
Oh,
do you have
I
anything?
Know.
What?
Look, a drawer. Look
this
what
is...
I found.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Where should we put it?
That's a good idea.
Anybody
oh, so
here start their lives in a drawer? Yeah.
Yes. People were put in a drawer.
Okay, so
they used to put babies in a drawer.
Sometimes if you didn't have a crib right away, you'd get a drawer. This would be good. Oh, always pretend it's a manger. It's where there were animals and
an animal could eat out of this, couldn't they?
What would they eat?
Why not? What do they eat though?
What would they eat?
What would a cow eat or a horse?
Could it be hay? All right. Oh, I don't know what to do. It's going to make... Okay.
Just dump it.
Dumping it. Okay. That's a nice place for a baby to be. It's a little seedy.
It actually came from a farm.
It actually is hay. It is not straw. Impressed?
Oh, could you imagine?
Okay. All right.
Could you imagine a baby laying there?
Make a nice little baby nest.
Yeah.
A little nice baby nest. Well, when we're going to talk about the baby, we'll add the baby. I don't think I'll put all those seeds in there.
No, you can leave this.
Okay.
So, they had a manger. Just something that was around that they could put the baby in. That's what they had.
Now what?
Okay. Because they really had nowhere else to put him. That seemed to be the best place. And they stayed there for many days. So, the baby was born. Let's sing a song.
Let's sing a song, and then we'll talk about shepherds after that.
Virgin Mary had a baby boy. We can sit and sing.
Can we? Sure.
I think we can.
Do we let's sit and sing.
Sit and sing.
I had a donkey.
Instruments.
Oh, do we?
Do we?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, you know what? Sometimes this is a really jazzy.
This is like
tune.
This might be a bad idea, but make a joyful. We'll make a joyful noise. Okay. We have instruments too. Do you want to come and get an instrument and play while we're singing? Uh-huh. We have drums and tambourines and all kinds of fun, loud things.
If you want to.
You don't have to.
You don't have to, but if you want to.
You don't have to. You can just play if you want to. That's fun.
That's a good one to shake.
It shakes. Shake, shake, shake.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
Maraca.
Do you want to pick an instrument out of here? Oh, we have drums, too.
Oh, look, drums. Bongos.
Oh, Lee's a drummer. Oh, yeah. Everybody got something they'd like? Okay, we're going to sing, I think.
Go for it.
job.
Nice job, everyone.
Okay, now I'm going to invite you to put down your shakers and noisemakers and pick up your stickers again.
All right.
We're ready to go. Continue with our story. So, we now have the baby born and laying in a manger where the animals eat, but nearby there were shepherds.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have shepherds?
Oh, it might be a shepherd. Yeah.
Yeah, a shepherd who looks after sheep. And I think you have some sheep too. So nearby there were shepherds looking after their flocks through the night.
So you have a shepherd.
Do you have a shepherd and some sheep?
This guy, and then there's some two more sheep on there. You could put them. Oh, there's another shepherd.
Oh, yeah.
There's two shepherds.
There's shepherds and sheep.
There's two shepherds.
You put them, there's no right place to put them, so you put them where you like to put them. There's some more sheep on there, too.
Two sheep. Okay.
We've got shepherds and sheep who are tending their flocks all night long. When suddenly, the sky lit up all around them, and another angel appeared to them.
Ooh. Do you still have an angel to put on
there? Do you have another
there?
Angel?
You have another angel? I'm going to put mine up in the sky this time.
The shepherds nearly jumped out of their skin. They were so afraid.
Another angel. Oh.
There. It's coming together, the story, eh?
What's the first words out of an angel's mouth?
What did the angel say?
Don't be afraid.
Yeah, you got it now.
Right.
Don't be afraid, because surprise, I bring you good news of great joy, which is for everyone, for all people. Because today, born in Bethlehem is a child that you have been waiting for, Christ the Messiah. And this is how you're going to recognize him. If you go to Bethlehem and search for him, he's going to be wrapped up in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.
Lying in a manger?
Swaddling clothes.
What's swaddling clothes?
Do you know what swaddling clothes are?
Swaddling clothes.
Oh. Lee, do you know what that is?
Well, I do. And we have a close approximation of them. Back in the day, swaddling clothes would actually be bands that you would wrap around the baby. But today, I'm just going to swaddle a baby in a blanket. And if you were to swaddle a baby, it means to kind of wrap them up in a blanket so nice and cozy, and it makes them feel very, very safe. Safe and comfortable. So I'll do that. I don't have enough arms here. So you kind of go like
You want to see her wrap the baby?
You want to see the... Okay, so baby goes in there kind of like that. And you kind of tighten it up over this way around their arms. And you kind of like do it like a little taco.
Fold it's up been a while since you've done this, Lee.
Fold up the bottom. You let their little hips swivel around because you want them to have lots of room for their hips, but their arms are kind of tucked in. And you tuck them in, and you make them feel all comfy, cozy.
Aww.
Like this. Does anybody want to hold the baby before we put him in the manger? No? Anybody want to hold the baby? Anybody want to hold the baby before I put him in the manger? Okay, then we'll just...
Anybody want to put him in the manger?
Who wants to put the baby in the manger?
You want to put this baby in the manger?
All right, here
okay.
We go. He's in there all cozy now.
There we go.
That's what swaddling is.
The baby is now swaddled. Can't breathe, but...
See how quiet he is?
Yes, it's,
he likes it.
Hold the shepherd away in a manger. After the angel had told the shepherds about the baby to be found in the swaddling clothes, a whole choir of angels showed up and sang, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to all people."
Oh, there's a little banner that says peace to earth.
Oh,
peace on earth.
There's a little banner that says peace on earth.
I already
to
put
all
my
people.
Star up.
Oh, that's
peace
okay.
On earth.
Stars. Oh, I see you also have donkeys. That's not in the story, but you can put your donkey on there too if you like.
Right?
Peace on earth.
And maybe even some of your stars out there because it was so bright.
Stars maybe. Stars that made it bright, do you think? And they sang to the shepherds. So let's sing, "Angels We Have Heard on High." Okay, we're going to finish up the stories. The angels disappeared after they sang. Poof! Yes, poof!
They just
disappeared. And the shepherds were left a puzzle over what had happened. So then they said, okay, let's check to see if the angels are right. Let's go to Bethlehem and see if what the angels have said is really true, that God has really sent a baby to us. So quickly, the shepherds went to Bethlehem and to look for the baby in the manger. Do you think they found him? Yes, they did find him. And when they found him and saw Mary and Joseph, they told Mary and Joseph everything that the angels had told them and what the angel had said about the child. Everyone who heard what the shepherds said were astounded and surprised, and they marveled at this story. But Mary, she really listened hard and thought about everything that the shepherds had said. The shepherds then returned to their flocks, celebrating all that they had heard and seen, and they sang with joy to God, for everything had been just as the angels had said. After staying in Bethlehem for 8 days, Mary and Joseph took the baby to Jerusalem, and there they presented Jesus to the priests at the temple with a required sacrifice. And there they dedicated the baby to God as required by the law, and there they gave him his name. Do you know what his name is? His name is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Then Mary and Joseph took Jesus back to Bethlehem, where the baby grew to be wise and strong.
I wonder, why do we still celebrate the birth of this baby today? When we talk about Jesus being the light of the world, I wonder what that means. Anybody want to tell me what the birth of the baby means to you? How about out there? What does the birth of this baby mean to you? Hope. Hope.
Hope. Love.
Love. Peace. Joy.
Justice.
Justice.
Jesus is our light. And from him came all kinds of brilliant things in our lives. Tonight, we're going to go back into the world, and sometimes things are hard. I know there are people here tonight who had a hard year. But we will go out into the world, and we will tell people that there is always light. And that we also can be hope and joy and light to the world. And we must not forget. We can tell people about Jesus the light and share our love with them. Okay, let's sing about sharing the message to the world, and let's sing together. Go Tell It on the Mountain. And you can use your instruments again.
Oh boy. Did you finish your picture? Please be seated. I invite you to participate. We're there, right? The lighting. Participate with me in the candle lighting liturgy that you'll see on the screen. Again, your words are the ones in gold. Light shines in the darkness.
A light that cannot be extinguished.
A light that is found in Jesus, the Word made flesh.
Illuminating the darkness, staying with us in our brokenness, leading us toward hope.
I wonder, can we recover our sense of wonder?
In the mundane and the ordinary and the uncertainty.
In the miracle of life and the messiness of it all.
Christ is among us, filling us with grace and truth.
Look around. See the beauty of a million brilliant things and give thanks.
We will. We will find joy and wonder and seek the light that shows us the way.
Let the stories we have shared today remind us of Christ, the light of the world.
We will awake to brilliance all around, even in the darkness.
The candle we light today is ordinary, simple, nothing special.
We will light it tonight as a symbol of the Word made flesh and seek to be reflections of that light.
Should I light this myself? Okay. lining it.
Okay. Did Jesus stay a baby? No? He grew up just like you are? Yeah. He grew up to be a man, a very special man, actually. And he went out into the world and he gathered people around him and he made friends with a lot of people. Some of them he called disciples, men and women who learned from Jesus and were healed and were taught about justice and how to care for people and how to fight for what is right. Some people didn't like what Jesus did, even though he taught about love, and he taught about forgiveness, and he taught about hope, and he brought healing into people's lives, and he made them feel joy and love God. Some people didn't like that, and they wanted to get rid of him. They decided that maybe he needed to die. Not a good thing, is it? No, not a good thing. So they plotted against him. One night, he brought his friends, his disciples with him, and he went into a room and he had dinner with them. And they told stories about how God had delivered them, had taken them out of slavery, and brought them into a new place. God still does that today. And they had a meal together. And they told stories. And at one point in the meal, Jesus took a piece of bread and he gave thanks for it. And he broke it and he offered it to all of his disciples. And he said, whenever you're having a meal together, whenever you're telling stories and talking together, remember me and remember the things that we did together. And then later in the meal, he took his cup of wine, because that's what they drank in that day. He took his cup of wine and he shared it with all of his disciples as well. And he said, you know, this is a promise to you, a promise with my life, a covenant, a promise that you will be looked after, that God will love you. And so they ate the bread and they drank the wine. We still do that today. We call it communion or the Lord's table or Eucharist or something like that. And we're going to do that today. And we need to remember every time we have a meal together with our friends, with our family, that we can remember Jesus too and all that he did. Now tonight, they just picked common things. Bread and wine were common for them. But we decided we'd have animal crackers and apple juice for communion. So we're going to get some up here, and we're going to invite you to get some as well. So we're going to invite you to come out to the middle aisle and go to the back, and at the back two corners, there are animal crackers and apple juice or water for you as well. So if you could just come out one row at a time and just do a circle around, go down the middle, down both sides, and get your animal cracker and apple juice or water. There's water as well, and we'll get some up here.
All right. So does everybody just get one in there?
Yep.
Alrighty. Here. Everybody gets one. Can everybody get one? You want? For you? Okay. Oh, I forgot to say that they're gluten-free.
Everything is gluten-free. Sorry, yeah. The animal crackers are gluten-free. Just in case. Everybody is to have one,
cracker.
Though.
Cracker.
Everybody is invited to the table because it's Jesus' table. Yeah. Everybody gets one.
Everybody gets one. Nobody gets left out. Crackers. All right. Put over here.
If you're not all done your stickers, you can put all of them. Don't eat them yet. Everybody hold on to them. Well. Whoops.
Are we holding on? We're not eating them?
We're not eating them yet.
Okay. Oh, now we got double-fisted, though.
Okay, now we have apple juice or water.
You can choose.
Hold on to your crackers and your juice. Water or apple juice? Water or apple juice? Just hold on to them for a minute. apple juice. Thanks, Betty Lou. Keith, you got some?
Thank you, Betty Lou.
Okay, do you have some? Okay, great. So on the night that Jesus met with his friends, he took the bread, in our case, the animal cracker, and he gave thanks to God for it. And then he invited them all to eat it, saying, "Whenever you do this, remember me." So let's eat her. And then after that, He invited them to join them to drink together. In the same way, he said, "Whenever you come together, this is a promise in my blood for you. Drink this and remember me." So we drink.